Welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susie Kolick, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 23 years of training in the Japanese art of ninjutsu. I'm going to dive right in, and in this episode, talk about the difference between self-defense and retaliation. If you're listening to this in Berlin and you like the idea of yoga and you also like the idea of martial arts, what about the idea of combining them? We've been piloting a new workout called Warrior Woman Workout that combines elements of yoga with functional martial arts movement in a 30-minute flow that works every single part of your body. It's not so much strength training as it is designed to tone and to enhance flexibility, mobility, and coordination. And it's a really great way to start your day. We kick off at 7 a.m. and at 8 a.m. So there's plenty of time to shower and get on to work. We are at Flow Motion Studios Neukölln on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Flow Motion Wedding and on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can sign up through the flowmotionstudio.com website or through Urban Sports. Back to our program. Self-defense or retaliation? What's the difference and how do you know? Well, for self-defense, it's pretty simple. When I talk about self-defense with people, I talk about how physical self-defense is always a last resort, never a first response. When we're actually defending ourselves, we do this in ways that we're often not aware of, but we usually start with verbal or physical warnings. I'm going to start with verbal warnings because it's a little bit easier on a podcast. So verbal warnings can be something as simple as like, hey, what are you doing? Or stop, don't come any closer, right? Usually we repeat those a few times, getting louder each time. And often when we're in the situation, we feel like we're starting to get really agitated or maybe afraid or maybe even angry that somebody's not listening to us. And that's why we're repeating and saying it louder. The other reason that we are repeating it and saying it louder is to give the other person the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you didn't hear me the first time or the second time. Let me say it again. Let me say it louder. Let me give you another chance to stop what you're doing. It's only when boundaries are crossed, when someone is in too close proximity or contact has actually been made, all warnings have been ignored, that we resort to physical self-defense. We make space so that we can get away from that person. There's no such thing as a preemptive strike in self-defense, and I'm not so sure it's really a justifiable act in war either. And I say that because while I may be able to pick up on the intent of someone who might want to hurt me, there's no justification for me to cross a room, cross a bar, cross a street, to punch that person in the face to make sure they don't continue with their plan to harm me or to deter them from harming me in the first place. They have to make their first move in order for me to call that self-defense. And there's no such thing as physically hurting someone or blocking someone and saying that's to teach them a lesson to make sure they never do that again. That also is not part of the definition of self-defense. Which brings us to retaliation. Retaliation is after the fact. It's eye for an eye mentality. It's punishment. And oftentimes we're doing it, we're retaliating because we couldn't defend ourselves in the moment and we feel humiliated or ashamed or dishonored. And now we're getting a little closer to the real reason women's self-defense classes rarely work, but that's for the next episode. So the difference is self-defense is defending yourself while something is happening, while someone is invading my space. If I use a physical technique to get them out of my space, that is self-defense. Once they are out of my space, it's not self-defense to continue to do whatever it is I'm doing to them. So if someone has their hand on my ass and I knock it away, that's self-defense. If someone grabs my ass and then lets go right away and I turn around and slap them, that's retaliation. That may be a reaction. That may be a response, but it is a retaliatory reaction, a retaliatory response. It is not self-defense. And if I slap them and slap them again and then start kicking and punching and pulling hair and biting and maybe throwing them to the ground or putting them into a lock or something, then that just becomes punishment and that becomes revenge. Striking someone to teach them a lesson, to make sure that they never do it again, to remind them to think twice before they do anything to me is not self-defense. That is tit for tat, That is corporal punishment, and has been shown in study after study after study that it's ineffective. You have been listening to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you are interested in bringing self-defense to your community, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them on our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com/self-defense-trainer, all one word. This podcast is produced by Singe Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Centuries, used with permission of the artists.